This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The chief of police in Memphis, Tennessee, has disbanded the city's crime suppression scorpion unit with the death of Tyree Nichols, captured on videotape AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The chief of police citing a cloud of dishonor with the death of Tyree Nichols. The family, civil rights attorney Ben Crump, tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, other citizens were victimized by the squad, including a young man bringing home a pizza just days before Nichols was fatally beaten.
Pulled him out the car, yelled profanity at him, and put a gun to his head. And he tried to report them twice to the Memphis Police Department. His calls were not returned.
Community leaders are calling on Congress to enact tougher laws on police conduct. But the new head of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, says the Memphis case is beyond legislation.
I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An expanding friends and volunteers gathered to say goodbye to a New Zealand scientist and another volunteer who were killed in Ukraine while they were helping to evacuate people from a frontline town. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa.
Andrew Backshaw, a dual New Zealand-British citizen, was 48 years old, and British citizen Christopher Perry, who was 28, went missing earlier this month while heading to the town of Soledar in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. Backshaw's father, Phil, told reporters in New Zealand that his son wanted to do something to help. Ukrainian police said that on January the 9th, they lost contact with Backshaw and Perry after the two headed for Soledar. Their bodies were later recovered. A Ukrainian official reported that the defending forces made an organized retreat from the salt mining town. Friends said the men's bodies would be handed over to relatives in the Ukraine.